We're up to the end of Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. Im lo shoal mutter b'yemos hagishamim machzirin oso. If you don't say the same talu mutter libracha in the winter, you have to daven again. That's an important part of the tefillah. Af al pisha shoal tal. Even if you mention tal, if you don't mention mutter, you have to daven again. Avalim shoal mutter v'lo tal ein machzirin oso. If for some reason you mentioned the rain but you didn't mention the tal, then you don't have to go back. Now what happens if you did not say v'sein tal l'matu livracha, but you remembered that you forgot right after finishing the bracha of Mevarech Hashanim? This could happen. You finished the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlokas that some say you should say it v'sein tal l'matu livracha in between the two brachos. But others say no, it's better to say it within a bracha. Where? Within Shema Tefillah. The bracha of Shema Kolenu was a general bakasha. You're asking Hashem for everything. Listen to all our tefillos. So anything you left out, you can add in there. So before Ki Ata Shema, you would add in v'sein tal l'matu livracha. And the Mishnah Berurah says we should follow that approach. And it's interesting, he quotes here the Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That paskins, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But similarly, if you said Baruch Ato Hashem, and then you remember that you left out V'sein Tal L'mat L'Ivracha, so the poskim quote, finish the bracha, and say V'sein Tal L'mat L'Ivracha in Shema Kolenu. Now, what if you remember that you forgot v'sein tal l'matu livracha and you're still in the middle of the bracha of Barech Aleinu? So say it wherever you happen to be. But we learned before you can't say it in the middle of the last sentence of the bracha. There's a rule that the last sentence of a bracha it has to be the same language, the same theme as the chasima. So let's say you said uvarech shenaseinu kashanim, and then you remembered. So you would say v'sein tal l'matu livracha. Then you have to repeat uvarech shenaseinu kashanim hatovos, because that phrase has to be the last phrase you say before the bracha. That's called me'ein chasima samuch lachasima. The Mishnah Berurah concludes that really the best thing would be that if you remember that you forgot v'sein tal l'matu livracha in that sentence or two before the closure of the bracha, just go back to v'sein tal l'matu livracha and say those few sentences over again. V'tov yoser she'yaslu v'sein tal l'matu livracha v'yigmor kaseder. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, sifhei. Im lo shal matar v'nizkar kodem shemeh tefillah ein machzirin oso. V'shal v'shemeh tefillah. Let's say you left out v'sein tal l'matu livracha. You left it out, and now you're in the middle of a later bracha in the bakashos. So you don't daven again. Don't go back. And you mentioned v'sein tal l'matu livracha within the bracha of Shema Tefillah. Where do you mention it? You mention it before the phrase Ki Ata Shomea. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues. V'im lo nizkar ad achar Shema Tefillah. What if you already continued? You're already up to a ritzei. Im lo akar raglov, if you did not finish Shmona Esrei, chozer lebirchas hashanim. This is very lemaisa. You go back to Berech Aleinu. Let's say you're in Modim, and you remember that you forgot v'sein tal l'matu livracha. Go back to Berech Aleinu, because you didn't finish Shmona Esrei yet. Vim akar raglov, but if you finish Shmona Esrei, you already took three steps back, chozer l'rosh hatfila, you have to go back and daven again, and say Shmona Esrei over again. Now, what if you finished Shmona Esrei? V'ein ragil lomar tachanunim achar tefilaso. You don't say tachanunim after Shmona Esrei, even though you didn't take three steps back yet. It's as if you did, because you're not davening anymore. So once you're finished, it's as if you took three steps back, since you have nothing else to say. Now, nowadays, we all say tachanunim. We all say Elokein Atzor. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you finished Elokein Atzor and you already said Yu L'Ratzon, that's considered the end of your saying Tachanunim, And even though you didn't begin Oseh Shalom yet, you're considered finished, and it's as if Ke'akurim, it's as if you took three steps back already, and if you already said Yul Arach and Imei Fi, that whole Pasuk, at the end of Ulkan Tzur, and then you remember that you forgot the Saint Talamat to Livracha, you would have to daven again, and go back to the beginning again. So again, if you remember before Shema Koleinu, say it in Shema Koleinu. If you remember after Shema Koleinu, so go back to Berech Aleinu and continue redavening all the brachos from there. If you finish Shmona Esrei, finishing Shmona Esrei means that you already said Yul Arach and Imei Fi, and even though you haven't taken three steps back yet, then you have to repeat the entire Shmona Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes, what if you remembered that you forgot the same Talmud to Livracha right after you said Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah? Right there. So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says, Nirish Sha'omer V'sein Talamata V'achachach Ritzei. Say it in between Shomea Tefillah and Ritzei. This way you can avoid saying all those brachos over again, from Berech Aleinu over again. So that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We had a similar psak by Mashiv Haruch to say V'sein Talamata V'racha in between the bracha of Shomea Tefillah and Ritzei, if that's where you remembered. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes the psak he had earlier, again here, which is that what if you said Baruch Atah Hashem of Shema Koleinu before saying Shema Tefillah? Then you remember that you left out V'sein Talamat Livracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then say V'sein Talamat Livracha, and then go back and say Ki Atah Shomea. We had a similar psak before, that by saying Lamdeni Chukecha, you save yourself the need to re-say the brachos. So again, so you're davening, you left out V'sein Talamat Livracha. Now you're in Shema Koleinu. You're up to the end of Shema Koleinu. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. Oh, I forgot. You say Lamdeni Chukecha. Then you say V'sein Talamat Livracha. Then go back and say Ki Atah Shomea. Because again, Me'ein HaChasima Samuch HaChasima, the last sentence before you say the Baruch Atah Hashem has to be the language of the Baruch of Ki Atah Shomea. Of Shema Tefillah, of Kiyat HaShema Tefillah. Oh, that's the end of Simon Kuf Yud Ches. Here there's a famous machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama. We know that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we say HaMel HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. And if you say HaKel HaKadosh by mistake, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. We also know you're supposed to switch Melech Oiv Tzako Mishpat and emphasize HaMelech HaMishpat. So the Shulchan Aruch says you have to say HaMelech HaMishpat during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. The Ramah says if by mistake you said Melech Oiv Tzako Mishpat, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Because bottom line, you mentioned Melech. There used to be a Nusach, people would say HaKel Oiv Tzako Mishpat. If you said that, then since you didn't say Melech, you'd have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But if you said it the normal way, Melech Oiv Tzako Mishpat, you would not have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. If you said Melech Oiv Tzako Mishpat, and right away Toch Kedidibur, you remembered that you said it wrong, right away you would say HaMelech HaMishpat. It happens to be that the Shulchan Aruch later on in Siman Tovkuf Pei Beis argues on this. The Shulchan Aruch holds also for HaMelech HaMishpat, if you left it out, you would have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. But this is what the Rama says over here. Ashkenazim follow the Rama. Okay, we'll